from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power, Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambian government says more than 128,600 households could be affected by floods. Minister of Youth, Sports and Art hailed artistic growth as Zambia hosts 20th Ngoma Awards. In international news, countries gather in Nairobi and Doha to confront environmental and development crisis. And finally, in sports news, FAS Eastern Province shifts inaugural awards gala to late December.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanji Mulenga. Government says more than 128,600 households could be affected by floods, epidemics and droughts during the 2025-2026 season. Mrs. Nalumango stated that 37 districts may experience floods, while 46 districts could face dry spells, putting over 617,000 people in possible danger. Mrs. Nalumango told Parliament in a ministerial statement yesterday that government has put plans in place to manage these expected challenges, especially now that the rainy season has started showing signs of potential disasters. She also revealed that the National Multi-Hazard Contingency Plan has been approved with early measures already lined up to prepare for floods, dry spells and disease outbreaks. Mrs. Nalumango stated that various response teams have been activated to carry out early actions aimed at reducing the impact of these threats on people's lives, poverty, livelihoods and the environment.
The 2025-2026 National Multi-Hazard Contingency Plan was already approved. This has outlined anticipatory actions to prepare for the anticipated hazards that would characterize this rainfall season, such as floods, prolonged dry spells, and epidemics. I must mention that the government is already aware of the districts likely to be affected. These include 37 districts for floods and 46 districts for dry spells, affecting a total population at risk amounting to 617,515, translating into 128,649 households.
In another development, Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, says the 20th edition of the Ngoma Awards marks a defining moment for Zambia's creative sector, highlighting significant progress in artistic development and regional cultural integration. Speaking during the ceremony, Mr. Nkandu said the year 2025 would be remembered as a pivotal chapter in the revolution of the country's artistic landscape, noting that this year's event was particularly historic as it introduced a new award category recognizing outstanding artistic contributions from across the SADC region. He said the expanded scope of the awards reflects Zambia's commitment to promoting regional unity, cultural exchange and showcasing African creativity on a global stage. Mr. Nkandu praised the rapid transformation taking place in Zambia's creative sector, saying the continent is experiencing an artistic awakening as more countries invest in the arts and position Africa as a future global leader in creativity. On policy reforms, the minister pointed to the launch of the first national arts policy and the revision of the film policy, adding that government is reviewing key legislation, including the National Arts Council Act and the Theatre and Cinematography Act, to improve the operating environment for artists. The minister reaffirmed government support for improving the welfare of artists, noting that more creatives are beginning to integrate into the national economy through social security systems and partnerships spearheaded by President Hakainde Hichilema's administration. In a separate development, opposition We Are One Zambia Alliance WOZA chairperson Kapembwa Simbao has warned that the country's political culture risks repeating past mistakes if parties continue elevating wealthy individuals as automatic leaders. Speaking during an interview, Mr. Simbao said many Zambians have been conditioned to view financially influential figures as God-appointed leaders, a mindset he described as one of the biggest obstacles to genuine democratic development. He said this culture has pushed political parties to operate in ways that prioritize individuals with financial muscle rather than collective leadership and shared values. Mr. Simbao explained that Woza is attempting to build a different model, one that rejects the rise of messianic figures within political formations. He emphasized that while some individuals may have the advantage of mobilizing resources, they should not assume superiority within political alliances. He added that leadership requires more than the ability to raise money and that political parties must value knowledge, experience and collective decision-making. He expressed optimism that Walz's approach would provide a more sustainable political alternative for Zambians seeking credible leadership ahead of future elections.
The Zambians are driven towards the attraction of money. They believe the person with money is the God-appointed person to be God.
I've heard that.
And that's where we have the biggest problem. And unfortunately, because that's a belief of many Zambians, parties try to run like that.
Yeah.
We are attempting something very different. And it's new. We are praying it will work. And we are saying we don't want a messianic figure.
In another development, government says Zambia is on track to boost its electricity supply with an additional 2,610 megawatts expected to come on stream between 2025 and 2026. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote says the planned increase is more than the country's current power needs, a development he says positions Zambia for future surplus generation and stronger energy security. Speaking at a consultative meeting with 20 power developers, Mr. Chikote said the government is enhancing supervision of all ongoing and upcoming energy projects. During the engagement, developers pointed out a number of hurdles slowing down project delivery. These include insufficient incentives for hydropower investments, complicated land acquisition processes, and delays in statutory approvals and legal clearances. Mr. Chikote has since pledged government action, revealing that authorities are considering setting up a one-stop facility or a specialized task force to speed up procedures and support investors.
In the game they play, and I assure you, we'll get the answer to the contention. This is a clear way, it's an investable, the direction, the vision, the policy direction has already been given. All we need is just to bring the respect and review where have we received, why is it not working. I take this as a serious concern, and I have good confidence in the team that we will find a way forward on this matter.
In international news, delegates from more than 170 countries are meeting in Nairobi, Kenya for the 7th session of the United Nations Environment Assembly, UNEA7, at a time when climate change, biodiversity loss, land degradation and pollution are converging into what experts warn is a global emergency. The assembly is expected to shape solutions to challenges ranging from melting glaciers to rising seaweed blooms and environmental footprints of emerging technologies. UN Environment Programme, UNEP, Executive Director Inga Anderson urged governments to seize the moment, stressing that no country can tackle the crisis alone, and called for cooperation across borders and sectors to secure a healthy, pollution-free future. Kenyan President William Ruto warned that Africa is already bearing the brunt of the crisis.